In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss Bartok and music as language.
Yehuda Hanani, let me ask you this. I get teased a lot here at WAMC. I get teased, you know, my name is Chartok and Bartok, and people think they're funny every time they do it.
I would rather rhyme it with Car Talk.
That's right. I was going to name that. And then there was Car Talk and Chartok. And every time somebody says it, they think this is the first time I have heard this. This is quite a thing to bear that I've been walking around with. But you're a big Bartok fan, right?
I sure am. By the way, you know, it happens to me because I travel with a cello all the time. I fly twice a week.
Yeah.
And the cello gets a ticket right next to me.
Yes.
And forever I have the same remark from passengers, you know, don't you wish you played a piccolo? And they think they say it for the first time.
There are a lot of jokes, including some off-color jokes, that have exactly that theme.
All right. But I am a fan of Bartok, for sure.
Well, what was he all about? I mean, if you say Bartok to somebody who's not... Because after all, this is Classical Music According to Yehuda. Give us a one-liner so we could say, okay, this is why Bartok was important.
Well, Bartok was important because he went to the little villages in Hungary before television, before all those things that made music, that adulterated music, because people started hearing different influences, different styles, and the idea of original flavor was beginning to erode. And he went to those remote villages in Hungary with a tape recorder, very primitive tape recorder, with his young disciple, Kodály. And they recorded a lot of Hungarian folk material. And then he based most of his music on this material.
Were they lovers, Kodály and he?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Why?
But I wanted us to talk about, not so much about Kodály, but about... the idea of music as a language, as another language. You know, we say music takes over when words cannot express something. But music is simply another language. It has sentences. It has question marks. It has exclamation marks. You know, pa 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 pa. You know, you put an exclamation mark after this. It has pauses, just like in speech. And like speech, if we want to repeat something for emphasis, we repeat it. A phrase repeats a few times. It could be agitated. It could be sexy. It could be calm. It has all the attributes of a language. It could be funny. And it also reflects, and here we come back to Bartok, it reflects the language the composers speak. So if you listen to Russian music, it definitely has the overtones.
Russian accent.
The robust, round, rich flavor of the Russian sound, Russian language. French music is very lean, very sort of on the surface, at the tip of the tongue, literally, just like the language. Italian opera is based entirely on the sounds of the Italian language. There's a tremendous relationship there. And here we come back to Bartok. The Hungarian music has picked up a certain rhythm from the Hungarian language does not exist in other European languages, the ta-ta, ta-da, rather than pa-tam, 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 which is like English, you know, to be or not to be. It's pa-tam, pa-tam,
pa-tam.
That's
the way I speak, but go ahead.
Right? Hungarian reverses it and goes pa-ta, 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 pa-ta. And I have a recording here of Bartok playing the piano. It's a historical recording with Szigeti, the violinist, playing Bartok's Rhapsody, Hungarian Rhapsody, and you will hear this Hungarian language rhythm. Patam, 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 throughout this movement that we are going to hear.
Thank you.
was Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. Celebrating White Nights of the Russian Tradition, pianist Vasily Primakov and Yehuda will present a program of Russian masters Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Tchaikovsky in the inaugural concert of Close Encounters with Music at the Clark Art Museum in Williamstown, Massachusetts, this Sunday, July 14th at 3 p.m. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.